How are you doing today?
Great.
I'm doing fine.
And do you have any plans for the rest of the day today?
Yeah, I'm going to a fundraiser.
Great to hear. So when you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on the scale right here above us in terms of trust and distrust? Using this scale from 1, from 0 to 10.
Well, I think that's an interesting question. So I somehow think that's the wrong question. So I always vote. So I trust and distrust doesn't make sense to me.
Sure. The question, relates to trust and distrust because we're wondering whether or not you trust the system that's in place right now for accurately, you know, representing and holding votes. And so we're curious to see.
Yes. Yes.
So you trust at a 10.
I trust at a 10.
And why is that?
Because I work the polls. I work at election polls, and I also register voters. So I know that there is very little false voting occurring. So I trust, and we had a wonderful person who was head of the election commission, and I hope the next one, the mayor kind of pushed her aside, fired her. And so I hope the next one's as good as she. So I trusted her a lot.
Thanks for sharing. And do you have any stories about why you picked that spot? So you mentioned that you work with the voting, you know, with polls. Are there any other stories that you'd like to share about why you trust the system at a 10?
Well, I trust the voting system. I'm not sure I trust the whole governmental system. Any other stories? Well, I just see how hard everyone works to make that so. I see the security of the machines. It's ridiculous. Everybody checks the ID to the point where it's annoying, you know. So, and I think that even when there's been trouble around voting, I don't always like the results, like in Gore and Bush. I trust the courts, even though I don't always like their decision. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yes, thank you. So the next question is, where would you like to be on the scale? And I'm going to assume that you want to stay at a 10, but I'll ask you the question just in case. So in the future, where would you like to keep the scale at?
I still want to be at a 10. And even though I have really strong feelings about the 2024 election, I know that one person will win, and that will be the right person, and that there might be one other person who says that it was wrong, and he'll be wrong. So I'm going to stay at a 10.
And how do you think that we can stay at a 10 long term?
Well, everybody votes. Everybody who can vote at every election. And they do the work that entails to keep elections free access, and counted correctly. So everyone has to be involved, everyone. And that people who say that the system is has to be confronted and told that they're wrong.
Thanks for sharing. And so that is part one completed. The last piece is a challenge. So I'll give you the opportunity to let me know whether or not you'd like to join this challenge.
Okay.
All right. So this challenge is teach a kid to vote. So in your own words, imagine these children listening to you right now. How would you let them know about the voting system?
Wow. Well, I taught my kids, because every once in a while I brought them with me to vote. So they could see the voting booth. We talked about politics. We talked about elections. So I guess I would start by saying at a certain age, you get to voice your opinion, and that is critical for our democracy. So I think that's the way I'd start.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
No, I don't think so. I think I've talked enough.
Well, thanks so much for sharing with us.
Yeah.